The Cappuccino Podcast brought to you in association with Tactical Solutions. For all your tactical solutions, check them out at www.tactical.co.nz.
It's that time again, so grab yourself a cup of joe
and get ready for the Cappuccino with Constable Brian.
All right, so my guest today on the Cappuccino is Jamie Jones, who happens to be an apprentice electrician. Or have you fully qualified now, Jamie?
No, I'm still an apprentice for a while too. All right.
In her other sort of career, she's the captain of the Auckland Steel, who happened to be the New Zealand WIHL League champions. Long may that continue for 2024 as well. She's also the captain of the New Zealand Ice Ferns team, who will be competing on the day that we release this podcast. That's kind of scary, eh? Against Korea in Turkey at the 2024 Ice Hockey World Women's Championship Division 2 Group B. They will be playing their first game against Korea. She is also a lady who the Ice Ferns coaches and players describe as being as kind as she is competitive. And she has a big heart and she leads by example. So I don't know whether that says she smiles, she smiles, puts you into the boards or not. I don't know. Who knows? So welcome to the Cappuccino, Jamie. Thank you for taking the time because I know that you are flat tack. How many more days before you go?
We leave on Tuesday, so it's Thursday right now. So.
Yeah. Boom, you got it. Yeah, you're losing track. It's close because you're losing track of the day, so that's all good.
Yeah.
All right, so the first thing we do is we play a speed round dedicated to the world's best police movie. It is a police podcast, after all. Speed with Keanu Reeves in it. If you don't like that, he's John Wick, he's Neo, he's Bill and Ted. Anyway, if Jamie Jones had a walkout song or a goal song, what would it be?
I want to say something like quite aggressive, but I'd probably have to be like a New Zealand classic, like, I don't know, Slice of Heaven or something like that by Dave Cobbin. Something fun that everyone knows.
That's all good. what's the best hockey injury you've ever had?
Oh, I try not to get too injured, but I did have a really bad concussion in 2020 and I took some time off. So, head injuries are quite serious. So I try to take them quite seriously as well.
Yeah, and I know that you've got a team member who's also been a podcast guest here, Dr. Helen Murray, who's quite keen on head injuries as well, so she'll no doubt look after you. What's your favourite non-hockey sports team, the team that you can't miss, the team that you always keep an eye out on the newspapers and that type of stuff?
Oh, I've got to be the Warriors.
There you go. All good. Can't all be South Sydney fans like myself, I guess. What's one sport that you can't watch?
Oh, I'm going to disturb the nation here, but it's got to be probably test cricket.
Ouch.
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't mind T20, but the test cricket games, they're so long. Sorry, guys. Sorry, New Zealand.
Sorry, Kane Williamson. That's all good. Who is the greatest of all time, any code, any sport, in your opinion?
Well, that's a really hard one. There's a lot of great athletes out there. I don't know. Top of the mind, I would say probably, because I'm a huge Warriors fan, probably the little general, probably Stacey Jones. Mm-hmm. I didn't obviously grow up watching him, but in 2009, that's when I was like my prime Warrior fan. I seen him come out of retirement and I was like, wow, he is excellent and he's at the end of his career. I like can't even imagine what he would have been peak Stacey. So
just to prove to you how old I am, I saw his first game against the Canberra Raiders at Carlaw Park.
When the Warriors
first came out and he broke his arm horribly. Anyway, what's the best sports movie of all time in your opinion?
Miracle, because I like hockey.
There you go. Yeah, that's all good. Can't all be Slapshot fans, I guess. That's all good. And what's the last book that you read?
Oh, I don't actually read a lot of books. I think it was like a finance book, but I do listen to a lot of podcasts. All day, every day. And actually, yours was one of the last ones I listened to.
Bless, right. We'll just end the podcast here and now. I love you, Jamie. Best of luck. You're all good. Okay, so 2023, you and the rest of the Ice Ferns did incredibly well in South Africa. Given the fact that the last previous 2 years, let's be honest, they were garbage because there wasn't anything happening because of a small little disease called COVID. How do we rate the Ferns' chances at the tournament this year?
It's a pretty incredible squad, probably one of the best I've seen in my time at the moment, lots of depth. All of our lines are looking pretty solid. So I think we've got a pretty high chance. We're just really unfortunate with our lineup. We've got our two hardest games, which are the first two games that we play. So yeah, I don't know. It's hard with North Korea as well. They're a bit of an outlier. They came down a couple of divisions from actually not entering into the world. So we actually don't know what they're going to look like. And technically, because they were, what, 2 years ago or something, in two levels higher than us, they could be really good. So that's going to be one to watch. And yeah, we don't know what to expect with that one. And that's our first game, which is going to be really hard.
Yeah, it will be. Now, like you say, you've got games against North Korea, Australia, boo, the Republic of South Africa, Hong Kong, and also Turkey. 5 games in 7 days. That is a huge ask in any sport. Doesn't matter if it's lawn bowls, let alone hockey. Are you worried about the physicality of the tournament? Because let's be honest, there is going to be injuries. They just happen. It's not tiddlywinks we're playing out on the rink here. So you're worried about the physicality, or have you guys got all of your sort of rehab and your relaxation and everything else sorted as best as you can?
Yeah, I think we manage that really, really well. We have a physio that travels with us, and it's quite a high priority of the girls to really rest and recover in between the games. So how we work is we've got a 2 day on, 1 day off sort of schedule, and it does help, but yeah, it is a really hard physical week. But I'm confident in the girls and their fitness. They do look really good, and like I said, one of the best teams I've seen.
And look, let's be honest, having coached both men and women at different sports, and apologies to my good buddies AJ Spiller and Justin Daigle, women tend to be a little bit better at listening and not being meatheads like some of the guys are, if we're honest, eh? Say nothing. Say nothing. See, yeah, she said nothing. Right. So given the fact it's been a few years between tournaments, and as we both know, like you said, the North Koreans have come down a couple of divisions. You may get there and it could be a completely different team from what you've seen on YouTube from a couple of years ago. Do you study the other teams as best as you can, or do you just play what's in front of you when you hit the rink?
I personally do try and watch some of the games. If I don't know a team that we're playing against, if I haven't played them the previous year. But yeah, we do have to obviously react on the fly. If there's a team that comes out and they're totally different, you just have to make a game plan around it. And I think that's the beauty of hockey as well. That yeah, it's all made up, it goes with the flow, you know?
You're not wrong. Now, look, you've got a number of NZ, WIHL and Icefern absolute legends who are you're sort of part of your team leadership group. You've got a favourite fingerprint officer from Hamilton there. You've got Abby, you've got Caitlin, you've got Emma, you've got Hope. So those bunch of women there stacking in at basically a mere 170 caps for the Iceferns. Does that take the pressure off you a little bit? Because, I mean, we've all seen. We won't mention any teams, but we've seen ice hockey teams before. We're like, hey, yeah, let's mention teams. Sidney Crosby, out he comes. He's going to do everything, and everybody kind of stand backs and watches him. Has that taken a lot of pressure off you having that much sort of mana and mahi behind you with that sort of strong bunch of wahine behind you?
Yeah, oh, 100%. I think at the end of the day, what I tell myself is it doesn't actually matter how I play. It just matters if the team's doing good. At the end of the day, yeah, as long as the team is playing good, it doesn't matter how I played. If it's terrible, as long as we win, it doesn't really matter. And if they are so good, we can have off days sometimes, you know, and that does happen when you're away. And yeah, I have absolute faith in those girls, and not one person carries a team, obviously, especially in hockey. And yeah, so.
So now I spoke to a number of the girls and they're all like, yeah, Jamie's going to be captain. She's awesome, right? What's it like when you stop and think to yourself? I mean, I know that you've been doing this for years, but what's it like when you stop and think to yourself? Because I know I was reading some stories about you going out to the rink with your brothers and everything else. One, I'm an ice fern. Holy crud, I'm the ice fern's captain. What does that feel like when your teammates say that about you?
I think they're too lovely to me. You know, it's never a direction I thought that my hockey career was gonna go. They're just so awesome and so kind to me. I personally, I think all of New Zealand has a bit of imposter syndrome, and they're all like, oh, not me, I'm not the one, you know, and I always
Yeah.
feel that too. But yeah, everyone just says all these nice things about me, and I'm not a really vocal sort of leader either. So it's really hard to be like, yeah, I'm that one, but it's not how I feel. Yeah, I feel like I'm just a player on the team, and that's all who we all
That's all good. We're going to talk about your captaincy style in a wee while. So, how did you discover ice hockey? Because, look, let's be honest. And when I say this to people in Canada, and I know that you did a little stint in Ontario there, when I sort of say to them, look, five or six rinks and maybe four or five professional teams and maybe about four professional women's teams, but maybe more coming. They're like, how the hell do you guys even discover this sport? So, how did you discover ice hockey? And what made you play the sport that we both love?
Yeah, so my family used to go skating a lot in the school holidays just as something to do. My mum would take us. She was an awesome mum, really hands-on with us, took us everywhere, drove us everywhere. And so thank you, mum.
Yeah,
Yeah,
bless.
we were skating in the public skate, and the hockey program was there as well. And the coach actually came up to my brother, who's younger than me. He plays on the Ice Blacks now. His name's
Yeah.
Flynn.
Yep.
And
Yeah.
he said, wow, like Flynn, you have a really great like skating style. Like, where's your mom? I'd like be interested in, are you interested in playing hockey? Would you think you want to come along? And he's like, oh yeah, my mom's over there. And they had a chat, and then next minute we were signed up for hockey, and I just tagged along as well.
Yeah.
And pretty much from that day on, I was so excited, and I was hooked forever. And then yeah, I couldn't stop playing, and it just took off from there. Yeah, I was the one, I guess, that took to it most earliest, and then my brothers weren't so keen at the time, and they've slowly got more keen as they've gone on.
So you've got two brothers, both of whom have represented New Zealand at hockey, and
Yeah.
yourself, obviously, and even mum. Has had a bit of a hit around the rink as well, hasn't she?
Wow, how do you know that?
Man.
You
Police officers,
guess.
hey, we know everything. All right, okay. So, it's not a cheap sport, as we both know. I've never played. I love the game though, but it's not cheap to be a fan either, let's be honest, right? But how much is it costing you roughly to get up to Turkey and actually make the tournament? Because I know that you guys get a little bit of funding, but it's most of you are paying your own way to get there, aren't you?
Oh yeah, 100%. It's up to the individual to do their own sort of fundraiser if they want to. It's a really hard one. So we do pay about 4,500 is what I estimate a year. I always try to put $5,000 away for spending to
Yep.
go away every year, and I just prepare for that year after year because it is up to the individual. So hopefully we can get some team sponsors and stuff. But where was I going with this?
Yeah, we're talking
It
about how much it was going to cost you,
yeah,
and
that's how
you
much it
nailed it.
costs. And yeah, I just feel bad for asking the same people year in and year out to please give me some money, because it's the same community that you end up drawing from, and it's usually hockey players who have their own hockey expenses. So yeah.
And look, I mean, no hockey fan will begrudge buying raffle tickets at the ice rinks as we go around. That's all good. And pretty much every single team member of the Ice Ferns, including the coaching staff, is in the same boat, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, everyone that plays hockey in New Zealand at a national or even higher level is in the same boat. So, yeah.
So now your training will begin to be starting to peter off a little bit, unless you're mad like Ricky Lee McLean. Anyway, before you go to the world tournaments, what's it looking like at the moment, and how do you make it all work? I mean, like, we've had Ricky Lee on before, obviously. She's mad. I mean, she's out running at like 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
Yeah, she's a crazy, crazy
with her
girl.
beloved dog. How do you juggle it all? So, what's your training looking like now at this stage?
At this stage, just trying to get as much like cardio and high intensity cardio in, and saying that I've been really sick this week, so I'm going to be blowing some cobwebs off probably
Nice.
tomorrow or the next day. Yeah. But week to week, Monday, I'm on ice. Tuesday, I was having games. We were in the playoffs and we got cut, so they just stopped. Wednesday, I've actually got night school, so I'll be happy to get 30 minutes of exercise in, whatever that looks like, a run, a walk, anything I can do. Thursday, I used to go to a CrossFit class. Friday, I would usually have off. Saturday morning, I'd go to a CrossFit class, and Sunday, I'd go to a scrimmage or I'd have a really big run. I like to run like the Auckland Half Marathon series. I'm just doing the 10K this year, but I don't know. It doesn't get very balanced in the season, I would say.
No. And let's be honest, by the time you've had flights and weekends and training and work, it's crazy. Now, when we
That's a
talk
pretty
hockey,
light week, yeah.
yeah, not wrong. When we talk hockey, it's something I normally ask all players, because let's be honest, your average New Zealander doesn't know that awful much about hockey unless they're actually part of the fraternity. I always say to people, they come and watch the game and they're like, hang on, there's like two or three different teams coming off and on the bench and everything else. And I'm like, yeah, well, they're actually probably only on there for, if at a good stretch, for maybe 40 seconds to maybe at an absolute max, minute and a half, right? What is the equivalent and relatable exercise in your opinion? I asked AJ Spiller the same thing, and Justin Daigle, and they're both like, imagine trying to run like a 200-meter race. That was their equivalent. What would you say it would be?
Yeah, so I like to explain ice hockey like playing touch. It's rolling subs, it's sprinting. Pretty much when you're on the touch field, you're pretty much non-stop. And that's the same with ice. You're pretty much just sprinting on skates for about that minute. If you're getting over there, you're like you're hitting the higher end of your yeah. You're probably an elite athlete if you're going for 90 seconds non-stop, let's be real. Like there's not many people that can sprint for 90 seconds unless they're at the Olympics, you know? It would be something like running around the track at full speed. That's the best I can explain it to. It's like a game of touch, yeah.
Mental note,
But
don't
longer.
ever. Yeah, I was gonna say, don't ever play touch rugby with you. I don't want to see any boards on a touch rugby field. That's what I'm saying. Now, speaking of exercise, many think that hockey is just a slugfest. You mentioned, the goons dropping gloves and everything else. Particularly, like, I've had friends come down and like, oh, I thought there'd be a bit more fighting here, but it's not that. And there's lots of rules, obviously, actually against that. The rules reflect that now as well. What do you think it is with the appeal with the goons? I know most of us watch NHL hockey. If you're part of the hockey community, everybody likes it every now and then when you get somebody dropping the gloves, like Matt Rempe from the Rangers, who's decided to be a possum. What do you think it is that is the appeal?
Oh, it's got to be the argy bargy. Everyone loves that, eh? Everyone loves the hits. Everyone loves the fighting. It doesn't matter what sport it is. If there's a swarm on the ice or on the field, everyone turns their heads to have a look and see what's going on. You know, that's not the aim of our game. That is a part of it, especially in the men's game. And it does get the views and it's what people like. But yeah, there is so much more to hockey and it is actually a really smart game.
When you see somebody like I've been lucky enough to see him, Connor McDavid from Ice Level, there's no
Oh,
way that you cannot say, man, that guy's, anyway, that's a different story.
incredible. So skilled.
Where does your sporting prowess come from, do you think? Is it mum or is it dad? No pressure.
I think it's a bit of both. I heard my dad was a pretty good touch player back in the day. But yeah, I do know that my mum, she actually played field hockey for like North Harbour and she did play touch at a rep level. So yeah, she's real sporty. My stepdad, he is a massive leaguey. So I grew up around league clubs
There you go.
all my life as well. So yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Right, now, both, as we said before, both your brothers have played for New Zealand. You were the first to wear the fern at the ripe old age of 15. So let's have it on record now, right? Shootout to win a game. Who is a sure thing to score the goal and win the game? You can either back yourself or one of your brothers. Who are you choosing?
Oh, I'm so sorry, boys, but I've got one move and one move only. And if I haven't seen that goalie ever, I know I can score with it.
Boom, there you
So
go.
throw
That's all
myself.
good. That's all good. Yeah, I thought that might be the answer. When I wrote that question, I was like, I bet she backs herself. That's what a captain would do. Right. So now you spent some time at high school, a level in Canada, and on a sports scholarship to Ontario Hockey Academy before deciding to come back home because you missed home. And I get that. All right. So I'm going to ask you the thing, because we do have lots of Canadian listeners. What's the thing that you missed the most about New Zealand? It can't be your family, because that's the obvious one. Right. What's the thing you missed most about New Zealand? And what's the thing that you missed the most about Canada? Ooh.
Oh, About Canada, I love Tim Hortons. I love a crispy chicken. I love their Timbits. I love a hot chocolate, you know. I love a double double.
Oh, you're talking the language of love there, lady.
And I love the snow and the weather and how much hockey there is in Canada. That's what I miss the most, the hockey. There's so much of it to be had, no matter if you're watching or playing. Yeah, that's what I miss. But in New Zealand, I miss the weather and the people. My it's obviously my family. I know you said I couldn't say it, but I
But
love
yeah,
them.
that's all good.
Yeah,
That's okay.
the
I
weather
get.
and just my hockey community as well. I grew up with a bunch of boys that all went on to play for like the Swarm and the Admirals and other places. And yeah, we just all grew up together, and it's good to see them out there now playing. Yeah, just the hockey community, I think, in New Zealand.
Now, when you
Yeah.
see how well the PWIHL is doing in Canada, because I know that all of you girls watch that, right? I got slated by Ricky Lee when I said to her, "What about the NHL?" She's like, I don't watch it as much as I watch that." And you stop and think to yourself, if I'd stayed in Canada, maybe, who knows, I might have made it. Are you happy with your decision?
Sometimes I think about it. I used to think about it a lot more, but now, nah, not so much. There does come a point in time where you've got to think about your other careers and your other options in life. And I'm going to be honest, I don't think I could really be at that level. Just seeing, knowing the level that those girls play at, they are quick. I grew up playing with some of the girls that play really high level hockey now, and yeah, they're just a world ahead of me. It was really good and awesome to see. Also really humbling when I first moved to Canada. But yeah, I just came home and yeah, I don't regret it at all. I have a really awesome life. I love my family and I've got a career now, and I still get to play hockey at a high level, high enough for me in the place that I love the most, which is New Zealand.
And I like you're right. I think I don't think most New Zealanders, I always tell New Zealanders this, like you have to realize that hockey in Canada is like rugby or rugby league for us. There's kids as young as I know I've been owned by like 3 and 4 year olds on the shinny rinks up
Same.
there because it's just like it. I'm also often take up a rugby ball up to the rink so I can show them up later on. But so, if somebody's listening and they want to help with the Ice Ferns or women's hockey in the form of sponsorship or assistance or anything else, what's the best way to do it, Jamie? Just get hold of the Ice Ferns team or get hold of the Ice Ferns on their Facebook page or something else like that.
Yeah, definitely follow us on Instagram. I would say I don't have the best sort of profile, so don't follow me, but I don't have a great social presence. But we are really trying to get our social media up and running so that we are exposed, and just stuff like this that exposes us. We try and do as much as we can with any sort of media so that lots of people are seeing us wherever we go. But yeah, if you want to, you can reach out to our team just on the NZIHF. They are open to any sponsors like that. But yeah, just following us and just watching whatever we do and listening to things like this podcast, or if we're on the news, give us a watch and you say, hey, that's really awesome. And just hopefully that exposure will give us sponsors in the long run. Yeah.
And like you said, you girls are pretty good with your social media. I know that it's most of you doing it. But if you do want to behind the curtain look at hockey and some of the Ice Ferns doing some crazy stuff, it's the best place to go. Their Instagram account is I've spent many a day looking at your Instagram account and just in absolute stitches. Now, most New Zealand NHL fans, you can normally tell by the period or era, or maybe the first hockey town that they visited in Canada. That's why that's my theory on why we see so many Vancouver Canuck jerseys at the NZIHL and the NZWIHL games is because everybody kind of lands in Vancouver, buys a Canucks jersey, and then moves on. They don't have the good taste to go to Calgary and get a Flames jersey. But now you know that I'm a diehard Calgary fan. You can see that, right? Who's your favorite NHL team and why?
Oh, it's got to be the Leafs. Yeah, and you're exactly right. It's because when I first moved to Canada, I moved to Toronto. This was actually before going to school there, and I stayed with the awesome host family, and they were diehard Leafs fans, obviously living in Toronto their whole life. And I was like, that's it, I'm going to be a Leafs fan. And yeah, it's failed me ever since.
Yeah, well, I would never ever make a joke about a Leaf fan or the drought or anything else, so we won't go there. Favorite player in the NHL? Got to be Auston Matthews if you're a Leafs fan, hasn't it?
Nah, he is pretty good, but ooh, I've got a couple at the moment. I love a good offensive defenseman, so like Cale Makar, Quinn Hughes. He's had a massive
Yeah,
sort of
very good.
season at the moment. Yeah, I'm gonna say he's probably my favorite at the moment. The man, what he can do on that space between the blue line and the top of the circles, and this is just only from watching some of his highlight reels every now and then. I'm like, wow, that man has some.
Some wheels and some ticker. Yeah. So all I'm going to say is you have a look at Mackenzie Weegar. That's all I'll say. How do you switch into a game, and what does captain mode look like for you? Because I mean, are you girls all good laughs and giggles? And like I've even heard some of the music coming out of the dressing rooms when I've been at the Steels match, and I've said to Ricky, what's some of the players, players' routines and everything else. She said, oh, some of them are dancing, some of them are sitting in a corner like deadpan and everything else. What's yours, and how do you switch into captain mode?
I guess I'm still trying to work that one out, switching into captain mode. Like I said, I'm not a very vocal captain, so I try and leave everything on the ice. That's the best I can show that. But personally, I don't really have like any way to switch on, because every game we play for the Ferns is like an away game, and we all travel to the rink, and there's so many things that can kind of mess up a routine. I find that the best routine is not to have one at all. And
Not wrong.
and if I take myself too seriously, I'll like bind up on the ice and I'll have the worst game ever. I have to have a little bit of fun to play good, I reckon.
Do you have any lucky charms or anything else like that? I know that there's some people, they'll have black tape on one leg and red on the other and all that type of stuff. Is there anything like that or not?
For me, nah, not so much. Yeah,
There you go.
just 'cause in case I lose
Yeah.
it.
I've seen many a player freak out because they've lost it. So, when you think of yourself as a captain, is there anybody that you're trying to emulate or anybody that you try and match as a captain? Like you've said before, you're a little general fan and we all know what a great little leader he was. But is there anybody that in your mind you sort of go, that's something I want to try and aspire to? Or have you got your own style, do you think?
Who do I have that comes to mind? Yeah, obviously Stacey Jones. He's such a humble man, and I do really resonate with him because he is such a little guy, and I'm as well. I'm not the biggest person, but yeah, I just hope that I'm humble and I'm kind, and I just am open to all opinions. And I don't know who that is out there, but I just want to be like them. Actually, Sheree Hazelmore, she was a former Ice Ferns captain. And yeah, all the girls will know who I'm talking about when I talk about her. Such a legend. Yeah, I just want to be like her when I grow up.
Yeah, that's all good. There's nothing wrong with that. Right, now all the games will be on YouTube, I'm going to assume, as they should be, right? Many people, myself included, will be gutted that we're not going to be able to be at a rink yelling and screaming and jumping up and down and making a lot of noise. We know that you know that there is a great fan base back here home at home watching. What's it like knowing that you've got and have got that support behind you when you're overseas?
Oh, just fantastic. I know that there's people that actually get up in the middle of the night and watch our games online and then end up going to work after that, which is just so awesome. You know, that's the kind of support that we do need as well. And yeah, it's just awesome to be able to rep New Zealand as well and know that they're all back here watching us and they've got our back. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. I'll be in Canada when the first game hits, so I'll be tuning in, probably
Oh,
watching
awesome.
on the iPad. So there we go. Hey, what do you do in your downtime as captain at the tourney or as an Ice Fern to recharge? Because you can't be hockey 24 hours a day. Even I can't be, and I'm the world's biggest Calgary Flames fan. So what do you do to switch off from it when it's gone? Like the game's over, you're done.
Time, yeah, if there is any time, you just gotta, I reckon you just gotta sleep, eh? It's really hard to get all of that sleep in and get a bit of a lie down, get off your feet. So yeah. Be
Nothing.
vertical, beast, I
Be
reckon.
vertical. Just
Horizontal.
yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. Right. Now the future of ice hockey, especially women's hockey in New Zealand, looks really, really good. The under-18s recently won the Division 2B in Bulgaria. We ranked 29th out of 81 in the world. And let's be honest, like I said to Ricky Lee as well, there's probably going to be an expansion very soon for the NZWAHL. You can see kind of see that coming in the background. Do you think it's a really, really exciting time to be an Ice Fern or a women's ice hockey player in New Zealand? Because we've had lots of amazing women ice hockey players come before, but the game just seems to be starting to get some real momentum here, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, am I actually really jealous? If I was, I want to be 20 years younger and just be starting on my skates at 5 years old now, because yeah, the potential that we have coming through is just amazing. And just what's really helping is that eyes on women's sports just in general. People are
Yeah.
really backing women's sports as a whole. And so with that, they're obviously supporting us a lot. And with all the views that we're getting there, we are getting more opportunities and more places to play and just lots of stuff like that. Yeah, I'm so jealous that like the league will probably open up a lot more and the girls will probably get a lot more games in, and then from that they have to have a lot more trainings. And just
Yeah.
me and a life, especially when I was a teenager, I lived to be on the ice just 24/7. So yeah, I'm so jealous of
Which
anyone coming through.
falls quite nicely into my team because next question I should say is, so when you hang up the skates and who knows when that's going to be, do you think you'll try your hand at coaching?
Oh, I
Ooh.
think something you got. I think you got to just. I don't think I'll ever be able to let it go. Even though sometimes I think about it and I'm like, oh, is this the one? But to this day, I've never said, nah, I'll play this year. You
Yep.
know, unless there's something that's happened that's like a concussion or something. That's the only time I've been like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'll try and stay in the hockey scene. If it's a coach, if it's a manager, I don't know how good of a coach I'd be, but I'd definitely try and do something in
Yeah.
that, because you just gotta, when you see all the volunteers that run ragged behind when you're a player, so you gotta do it when
Not
you can't
wrong.
play, I reckon.
So if you are at a rink in about 15 years' time and you see a small lady driving a Zamboni, you know it's Jamie Jones. No, I'm teasing. All right. So now the AIHA and lots of other rinks and associations run lots of learn to play courses for kids and adults as well, I should say. What advice would you give to somebody who's a newbie who maybe is thinking about playing hockey or maybe just learned to skate? Because I know that there are lots of people look at it and go, yeah, there's only five teams. I'm never going to make it into the swarm. I'm like, no, there's actually other teams. You can actually, yeah. So what advice would you give them? Go and learn how to skate really well first, or get a stick in your hand and just give it a crack, or what?
Yeah, just come along, I think. And I think pretty much from there, if you were slightly interested, you're probably going to be hooked from your first sort of training. So just you have to come down and give it a go. And
Yeah.
that's the first step. And immediately you'll know from there what you've got to work on.
Yeah. Oh, as you can do, like I do, just scoot around on my bum, I'll be fine. Yeah, so that's all good. Right, now, we used to do a eulogy question at the end of our podcast, but I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you three things that are on your bucket list and why they're on your bucket list. So, away you go. What's your first thing on your bucket list that you want to do before you get old and grey?
Oh, I want to win a gold medal, that's for sure, with the
Yep.
Ice Ferns.
May that happen in April for you. Yep.
yeah,
Okay.
that's definitely number one. I think I want to do like a marathon or a triathlon or something like that. I want to do something quite endurance. I wouldn't say ultra, nothing like that, but yeah, I want to do one of those. And something fun, like a good long hike, like maybe what's the hike that goes from the top of New Zealand to the bottom, or the cycle?
Oh yeah, okay,
The
yep. I hear you.
Aotearoa track. Yeah, it'd be
Yep.
really cool. Something really cool like that as well, I'd say.
Yeah. Okay, now lucky last question for you then. How are you going to know when it's time to hang up your skates?
How will I know? I guess when I feel like I'm not. I don't think I'll ever give up, but at a really high level, like playing for the Ferns and something like that, when I feel like I'm not really giving back to the team, especially on the ice, there comes a point in time where you can only do so much on the ice. And if I'm actually there and someone's named me on the team just because of who I am, and I'm not actually giving back to the team on the ice, I think it's time to hang up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And on that note, Jamie, best of luck at the tourney. Like I said, I will be watching from Canada. I'll be thinking of you when I'm in Toronto. Make sure that you bring back some. As like I said to Ricky Lee, you're not going there to lose. Make sure that you do your best and win, which I'm sure that every single girl in the team is going to do their best to do anyway. Best of luck from us all here at the Cappuccino Podcast. Thank you very much for taking some time out of your busy schedule before you go, and give it heaps.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having us and listening to us.
Ah,
Thank you.
absolute pleasure.
Thanks for listening. But please do Constable Brian and I a favour and be sure to subscribe
so you don't miss out on the next Cappuccino Podcast. Real people, real stories.